SRMNA, for having me here at your forum. My name is Lan Senna. I'm your current city councilor. I was born and raised in Albuquerque and actually baptized on the west side, but really, it wasn't until I got involved in my own neighborhood association that I got to meet the real godfather, which was Dr. Joe. He really got me involved in the issues that really face us as a community and as a neighborhood. And with that is how I got involved with really what it meant to have community development and how we see each other as a community. But really, for me, it's my lived experience as a cancer patient that's been battling cancer for the last 10 years, having faced financial destitution myself, that really pushed me to get involved into politics and policy, because as we know, through a sweep of a pen, thousands of lives can be saved if we do the right thing. And for me, that's really where it comes from. And that's why when I got to council, I really championed policies that would help our families thrive, and why I continue to advocate for things that really get at the heart of the issue while utilizing public health measures and data and community input to really get at the heart of the issues and to push for community development. I've done ride-alongs with all divisions of the departments within public safety, fire, police, graveyard swing morning shifts, to even our new community safety department, and actually seeing that get put into place more recently while I was sitting trying to address the issues at dispatch. So for me, it is solutions from the ground up, whether it was my involvement in our neighborhood associations or the involvement of our communities and how our solutions should come from those that are addressing the issues themselves, which is our police, our fire. And that's why I'm proud to have the endorsement of both our firefighters and from Ask Me.
And second warning, please.
So just to get involved into what I've done for the community is really pushing for that development, whether it's the medians that are along Ouray, all the way up to Ladera, whether it's pushing for cop on a corner and supporting those efforts to have real community policing, and also addressing the issues such as homelessness that was there off of Juniper. And having community safety go out there, having real social workers, along with our police officers, respond to the issues that the community is facing when it comes to our homelessness. I got to see it in place, and we'll continue to follow up with those issues, and we'll continue to support those efforts. For the cop on the corner, even having it at the Atrisco East Kimber Park, October 20th, which you'll get to see and actually meet with officers to have conversations with them. And I'll always continue to support those efforts of real community policing and getting at the heart of those issues. So for me, it's really knowing our community and understanding the issues that we face. And for SRMNA, you know, continuing to support those efforts, not just putting a Band-Aid, whether it was the barrier that was required off of 72nd for Mr. Romero that needed that, but also getting to the real solution of speeding, which is why we had officers along Ladera patrolling that area, as well as having our mobile speed enforcement, which was just passed at City Council, to get at the heart of the issue of speeding and not just putting a Band-Aid on these issues. For me, it's really looking at the root of the cause and investing in our communities, while also emphasizing that those solutions should really come from community, which is why I've always held webinars when it comes to the IDO and the development of what our communities could look like. So again, I have done the groundwork where I've actually gone out to a lot of these folks. I know many of you, and I've served meals alongside some of you.
Sorry, ma'am, 10 second warning.
Right. Thank you. So again, you know, the issues that we face and the things that we've done for community, it has been by community. The investment that we have made, whether it's the medians to address the speeding, or just really some of the issues that we face within our own homelessness issue that's in the area, really trying to get at the heart of the issue and staying.
Thank you. I just want to clarify for the audience, Councillor Senna went directly into her answer for the question that was to list specific things that she's done in our area. So that was to clarify that. What is your position on the proposed soccer stadium, and how did you arrive at that opinion? Did it evolve over time? You'll have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, so a few things. As part of the bond measure, really how we bond for the soccer stadium is what I took issue with to begin with, that our gross receipts tax that we receive from the state is what we're bonding on and leveraging upon. So that was my first issue. And for me, it's really understanding that there's a lot of issues that are at hand that are necessary. Although I voted to actually put some resolutions forward to have an evaluation, at least a consideration to have the proposed soccer stadium built on the west side should it pass. But I knew that in the end, that really the issues that we face right now are more critical than building the soccer stadium. But of course, at council, I voted to put it on the ballot because I think it's important that taxpayers and our voters have a say so of how they invest $50 million. So I did support on putting it on the ballot. However, I don't support the stadium itself. Do I still have time? I can continue.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, great. So
your next question is, do you think the West Side is underrepresented on the city council? And if so, when will this be remedied?
Absolutely. So having only three seats west of the river, it actually puts us in an inequitable position when it comes to championing for policies. We've seen these policies play out, especially when it comes to funding or when it comes to critical votes that really impact the West Side. But yet we only have three seats here to represent us. For me, we really tried to push and advocate for that and changing the how we invest our capital improvement programs, where and how funds are spent, at really looking at the inequities. You know, for the West Side, it has been an issue where traditionally disinvested communities actually exist and have been impacted, especially throughout COVID. You know, just pulling up the COVID data, areas surrounding SRMNA had been disproportionately impacted by COVID. It had been disproportionately impacted by food insecurity and how we don't have some of the infrastructure that really invests in those communities. And that's why I'm really proud to have championed that policy to actually put more dollars to the West Side to focus in on that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the issue will be resolved just because of that. We have to have strong champions for the West Side. And I believe I've done so, really advocating for the needs and the issues, getting real infrastructure investments, over $4 million in critical roads, sewage, septic, water investments for areas of the city that even predate us. And so that's why it's really a push and advocacy that's required to champion the needs of the West Side, especially when we only have three seats.
Thank you. Your third question, why is the District 1 seat on the Environmental Planning Commission still vacant?
So one thing is that we actually did have people put in their names. However, I felt like it was two extremes, where there was one where it would really push and advocate for a push through development, and then another, which was no development at all. And for me, what was really important is actually having someone with an environmental planning background. So I'm proud to say that just recently we did find an applicant that I personally had reached out to and built those relationships with, and having a Native American woman with an environmental planning and conservation background to serve on the EPC. It was important to me to actually withhold almost some of these positions because it's important to have some middle ground and some neutrality in it, but also having someone with a background and Native American woman, because we actually don't have any real diverse representation on that board. And she would be, I believe, the first woman and the first Native American woman to serve on that and actually have an environmental background.
Thank you very much, Councilor Sana.
Well, thank you again for having me.